The Overself waits with deepest patience for him, man, to prefer it completely to everything and everyone else. It waits for the time when longings for the soul will leave the true aspirant no rest, when love for the divine will outlast and outweigh all other loves, when he feels that he needs it more than he needs anything else in the world. The Overself will unfailingly reveal its presence to him. He will come to perceive that his real strength lies in remembering the higher self, in remembering the quest of it, and above all, in remembering the two with intense love, devotion, and faith. The door upon which you may have been knocking for a long time in vain will open to your frequent loving remembrances. What intellect cannot do because of its feebleness, the aspirational feeling can do by its force. It is a matter of transferring attention for this brief period from the ego and fixing it lovingly on the Overself. For while thought dwells in and on the ego alone, it is kept prisoner, held by the little self's limitations, confined in the narrow circle of personal affairs, interests, problems. The way out is this transfer of attention. But the change needs a motive power, a push. This comes from love and faith combined. Love, aspiration, longing for Overself, and faith in its living ever-presence within. The Overself waits with deepest patience for him, man, to prefer it completely to everything and everyone else. It waits for the time when longings for the soul will leave the true aspirant no rest, when love for the divine will outlast and outweigh all other loves, when he feels that he needs it more than he needs anything else in this world. The Overself will unfailingly